You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
Black Sabbath appeared on the music scene in 1970, and at the time, they were the heaviest of the heavy metal, the scariest band around. Since then, they've inspired legions of metal and hard rock music. The good news for metal fans is that the original lineup, that's Ozzy Osbourne, Geezer Butler, Bill Ward, and Tony Iommi, will get back together in the studio for an album of new material next year.
Yeah, we tried when we did the reunion before, but it didn't work. But this time, for some magical reason, we've written about 7 or 8 songs so far, and they're really good. I'm not just saying it. I'm like, wow, you know?
And that's Ozzy there talking about the first full studio album recorded by the original lineup since the 1970s, Never Say Die. It
really is back to the old Sabbath style and sound. Great to be a part of it, so we're all excited again.
Okay, so a bunch of aging rockers are getting their band back together. So what?
And it was a good, you know, it's going to work, I think. Okay. I hope so. Mm. Better.
Joining us now to talk about this reunion, Hank Schemer, Associate Music Editor at Time Out New York. So, good morning, Hank, first of all.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about sort of Black Sabbath's legacy. And, you know, there are some bands that are kind of a product of their times, the Bee Gees, for example, and therefore a reunion album would not be a good idea. Is that true or not of Black Sabbath?
I would say I think it's not true. I think that Black Sabbath's legacy is extremely vital now. I would say in the past couple of years, especially I think in the underground, I think you've seen an enormous amount of bands that have been building on the Sabbath template and taking it into some really strange places, and making heavy metal into almost an art music, I would say, and really pushing the experimental side and following various tangents that were kind of first explored by Sabbath in the early 70s. But I think there's a real metal is really vital in the underground. I think that Black Sabbath is still extremely revered. They're not considered some sort of like dinosaur that had their moment and then, you know, faded away. They're still, you know, a pretty vital force, I would say.
And I think Ozzy Osbourne is probably the only rock singer who's you can understand him better when he's singing than when he's not, which is an odd thing. But, you know, let's talk then about some of these bands that maybe wouldn't exist if not for Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Who? What bands can you think of, maybe?
Well, I mean, there's sort of the obvious ones like Metallica. I Tony Iommi, who's Black Sabbath's guitar player, wrote he has a new memoir out, which is called Iron Man, appropriately. And there's a blurb from it from James Hetfield from Metallica, basically saying like, you know, Tony Iommi is the one that got me into this evil sounding stuff in the first place, and without him we wouldn't exist, and that kind of thing. And then obviously, you know, the sort of grunge thing that happened in the 90s,
like Nirvana and
Soundgarden and bands like that. So much of that was kind of a punk response to Sabbath. It was kind of this more underground take on the really doomy, riffy style that Sabbath pioneered.
We're talking here with Hank Schemer. He is the associate music editor at Time Out New York, and what we're talking about is a reunion of the original Black Sabbath members. That's one of the things that make this kind of unique, that it's all 4 of the original members, which hasn't happened since the 1970s. But we have had a lot of famous bands from the 70s and 80s that have done these comeback albums. We've had The Cars, Steely Dan, Alice in Chains, Blondie, Kiss, Guns N' Roses, The Stooges even. I mean, I'm probably missing a ton of them. What makes this comeback album different, if it is?
I guess I would say that the original Sabbath had a real chemistry. You know, they made this series of albums basically spanning throughout most of the 70s, and there was a real progression there, and the 4 members of the band just worked, they worked with each other beautifully. And Black Sabbath, it's interesting because they've had a really long career without the 4 original members. There's been, I mean, the different permutations of Black Sabbath. I was actually just kind of reviewing things on Wikipedia this morning just to you know, study up a little bit. It's unreal how many different versions of Black Sabbath have been. And a lot of them have been pretty valid. And there's one with the singer Ronnie James Dio, who passed away recently, that was a great band in its own right, but it wasn't sort of the original Sabbath. It wasn't like what people think of as the classic sound. And I think that those four people, I think there's still a chemistry to be explored there. I think it's, you know, there may be some question marks about how it's all going to play out, but I think that for those four people to get back together is still a significant event.
And this one is going to be get a little help from Rick Rubin. Mm-hmm. He's been involved in a number of comeback albums, probably most notably Johnny Cash. Does that maybe change things for Black Sabbath?
I think Rick Rubin he's kind of like this career rehab kind of guy, I guess. Like, I think he's seen by people as someone who can come and work with an older artist and really like remind them what was great about them to begin with. Like, there was a story going on about how he produced Metallica a couple of years ago after Metallica had been going through this difficult period where they were kind of lost their way a little bit. And Rick Rubin, it was said, sat them down and was like, you guys need to think about 1985 when you recorded your masterpiece, you know, Master of Puppets.
Right.
And like, I guess, you know, it's hard to say how much that's actually going to affect a band for someone just to say that to them. I mean, it's kind of, you know, maybe it's just lip service, but I think that he really has the intention of getting a band back to what made them great, where they may have lost the plot at some point. I think that's kind of Rick Rubin's reputation.
All right. So if they're going to get back to what made them really great, what song would you suggest as sort of a foundation? What says Black Sabbath to you?
The first Black Sabbath album, which came out in 1970, the album's called Black Sabbath. The band's called Black Sabbath. The first song of the record is called Black Sabbath. And it's just an incredibly definitive statement. I think we should...
We got to end it there, but they were talking here about the new Black Sabbath album, which could come out sometime in the future, a reunion of the original members. Hank Steamer's associate music editor at Time Out New York. Thanks.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.